all those things. And he becomes the beggar, street beggar. So all fear. And they don't want to. Why so much qualified sons and so much vast kingdom, then all will see that by serving Krishna all things are
given.
So I want that everyone can see that how prosperous I am, how good I am. All to serve Krishna. If he has not told so, and only he prayed Krishna that give me this and this and this, then anyone can be misguided. But when he told this fact, we have so much honor for Yudhishthira Maharaj, that his everything is for. He tells, he calls Krishna in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it is like being stated, that Krishna, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Draupadi, Arjun and Bhim, all are praying that, oh Krishna, save me, so many dangerous things have come. So Duryodhana with the help of Jarasandha and all other demons, they have done akraman to us, attacked us, so save me. Draupadi is feeling so much shame. He should be protected. Actually, there was nothing there. They are pretended only that Krishna anyhow should come and we can serve him. So they create something so that Krishna may come there and they may serve him. So all the calamity for Yudhishthira Maharaj and Pandavas are to for the service of Krishna. So bhakta, those who are surrender souls, fully surrender souls, what they wish, what they do for Krishna service and Gurudev service. Krishna service is Gurudev service and Gurudev service is for Krishna and Radha. No difference at all. Anything wrong?
Well, an additional question to that would be, but we have to know, but Gurudev has to say, yes, this is service to me. If I say, I'm doing this for Gurudev, don't I have to know from him that he accepts the service?
If you are so qualified devotee of your Gurudev, he will tell you.
Even if he's not present physically.
But if you are not so qualified, he will know it afterwards. Man is preaching. A devotee is preaching. Why he is preaching? He is preaching for his Gurudev because he will please. He is telling Harikatha to anyone. He is doing anything. He is only preaching, doing and serving. Everything is for his Guru, Sri Gurudev. And this pleasure of Gurudev is the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. Likewise, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see that Gop Kumar came to Jan Sarman, Govardhan Brahmin.
Yeah.
you come to, by the order of Srimati Radhika. So if Jan Sarma is serving Gurudev, he is serving to Srimati Radhika. But he does not know that Srimati Radhika has sent him and he has come. And he is himself Krishna. So, Guru is very near and dear. What he does for Krishna. So, a devotee should know that the service of Guru is service of Radha and Krishna. If he has separate something, desire, then he is not Guru at all. If Gurudev has any separate wish, then to serve Radha and Krishna. In my vision, he is not Gurudev. There is something lacking. He may be Madhyam Adhikari. He is not Uttama Adhikari. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishayami. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that I mixed my whole wishes in your wishes. Tumar Ichhaya, more Ichhaya Mishayami. Bhakti Vinod Tabe Apani Bhulini. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur is telling that at that time when I mixed my all wishes to Krishna, I will
forget myself
that I am Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then I will remember that I am Kamal Mandir. But always we should practice Vaidhi Bhakti also. Those Bhaktis who are opposite of this bhava, only they should be avoided. Otherwise, all Vaidhi Bhakti should be adopted. They are essential. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smayanam Pada Sevanam Archanam Bandhanam Daschakshatma Nivedan, and among 64 kinds of bhakti, which are something opposite to any bhav, sthayi bhav, then they should be checked.
You know the story of Krishna Das Babaji?
Krishna Das Babaji.
He was about 150 years ago. He was, I heard from one old Gaudiya Vaishnava. He was Siddha Purush. He was in...
To whom he was disciple?
I didn't ask that.
He's an old Guru Parampara?
Who told me? For Krishna Das Babaji.
Oh, Krishna Das Babaji.
Okay, maybe I won't tell that part. I'll just ask directly the question.
Something of Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, he had heard. Your Gurudev also used to avoid something. Only he is doing chanting of her name.
Namila Devasavat Saravakar Bhulsan.
This Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, you have told this story?
Different one. No, this one, this was about 150 years before.
Who has told you?
Dina Bandhu Maharaj.
Who is Dina Bandhu?
Nandaran.
Is this?
He's coming.
Yes. He has known this fact by any Sahajiya Vaishnava. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidyabhushan Thakur,
Narottam
Thakur. These are of 150 years or 200 years. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is somewhat
100.
He was about 100 years before he was present. But he has not accepted all these things. we should accept only Guru Parampara, that is Amnaya Vakya for all these things. No? Only Amnaya Vakya. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is in Amnaya. Baldev Vidyabhushan is also less than 150, yes. Jagannath Dasabhaji Maharaj, Bhav Kishore Dasabhaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. If there were anything, they might have told these facts.
Krishnadas Babaji is an example of someone who fell down. I'm not quoting him as authority. I'm telling what calamity happened to him and what my fear is, so you can guide me. But I don't need to tell his story, I can just ask the question.
About Jaipur? Govindaji?
No.
What?
So I'll just ask the question.
No, you can
tell. I can tell the background. He was supposed to be Siddha Purush, and in meditation he was Singhol Asta Yamila. Then some friend of his invited him to go to Dwarka. So he thought, okay, let us go to Dwarka. And he decorated himself with the four symbols of Vishnu and he went to Dwarka. Then afterwards he returned to Vraj, and when he tried to meditate, he couldn't get back that lila. And for some days he couldn't succeed. Then one night Lalita Devi came to him in dream, and she told him that that you have been cut from the list of Vraj. Then he felt very much separation, and then some fire started to come from his feet, and he called some devotees to bring some paraphernalia. Then he just paraphernalia for yoga, and then he just consumed himself in fire. So my question is this, that some devotees are requesting me to go to Dwarka for some preaching function. And especially since I heard this story, I feel afraid just to go. Not that I am on any platform. So I wanted your advice whether to go, and if I do go, what should be my mood or what should be my prayer if I go?
You should go. You certainly go. And do preaching. No harm. It is your duty. Because we are not in that stage.
Yeah, I know.
If you are in that stage, we should not go. And you are not going to worship Rukmini.
No.
You are going only to do Prasadna, Krishna. And there you will tell certainly that Nanda Nandan is Supreme Lord.
Yes.
And he is Rasik. And Dwarkadhis is part of manifestation of
Brajanda Nandan.
So what form there?
And Sumati, the Rukmini is manifested as Sumati Thakur.
So we are going to do service of your Guru. But when you are in that mood,
yeah,
nothing to do, only to think Radha and Krishna, not to leave Vrindavan, and not to think anything, then you should. But you are going hither and thither and doing preaching, and actual guide is not there. If there is actual greed, then greed, don't think anything, whether it is bad or good or bad thing or nothing. It becomes desperate at all. If wrong, I will do wrong to fulfill that greed. it is bad or good, no sense is there. I will have, whether it is good or bad. No shastra, yukti, argument, nothing, anything. That is pure greed. I will do to any Sinai, anything to extend, but I want to have this. By theft, by dacoiting, dacoiti, or by goodwill, or by sadachar, sadachar, or anything, I must. Paribhadat janor jatha tathayam bhaktiyen. He is telling Prabodhananda Saraswati or anyone. It has been written in Sikshamrita, Sikshashtra. Rupa Goswami Upadesham. Paribhadat jano jano jatha tathayam. Anyone is telling anything against me, no harm. If anything, anyone is praising, no harm. They should say what they like, but I want this. This is great. So if great comes, then it can be thought that whether I should go or not, why I am going this. But we know that we are not in so state that we should. It will come after so many births. It comes, we will think that it is very good. Or fortune. Greed is something. They are shortened. Greed is, but very lean and thin. This should be nourished by hearing the pastimes and harikatha of Vaishnavas who have greed. Only
experience.
Kalpana.
Imagination
cannot be that I have greed. Lakshan will tell. Lakshan means something. Something to tell, cry. I have come. Anything more?
Others can.
No, you
are
not.
Yeah. You are hungry.
We have met after so many, many years.
Ages.
You'll drink water?
No.
Yourself?
We were just talking about questions. But I think ours is...
Have you done your prasad there? Very well?
Better than usual.
Mm. some devotees Hattak and Harinam or Vriksha there. They have adopted. Not anything more. So we should try to read the books of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also. It would be very, very helpful.
Yeah.
And what we do, Vaidhi Bhakti, we should do with heart. Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Narottam Thakur has written that those persons who will do Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly and sincerely, they will enter in Arananda. Yes, Ratnadani. Swadhin.
Vaidhi Bhakta Rupayani Sadhanta Ratnadani Ragmarge Karana Praves.
They have given assurance that those who will go Vaidhi Bhakti sincerely, they will have association of Araganuga Bhakti. By hearing the past time saying Harikatha, they will enter in Araganuga. Our goal is that, but standard and qualification should be also come. So there is no hurry for this. You should not have the sahajiya, sakhi bheki or anything. You have to follow the path according to our Gurudev and Guru Parampara.
I think it is too late to say there should not be hurry for this. It is too late to say that now.
I think maybe Maharaj is doing the cheating.
No cheating at all.
There are so many people. Krishna called the gopis and then he told them to go home.
There are so many persons. I can cheat them, but no.
Now in Raghunath Das Goswami's, Rupa Goswami's prayers, he prayed to Subal to for the service of Srimati Radhika and Krishna. He prays to Lalita, then Vishakha, then Subal instead of Ali. And but Subal is he has some Madhurya.
You are ready?
He's Priyanarmasaka, so he has some excess in that. Now, if someone is not in that rasa, either Madhurya or Priyanarmasaka, but is associate of Krishna, can a sadhaka pray to him to appeal to Krishna, to give him some bhava of some higher rasa, or is that considered not appropriate? to approach someone who's not in the same rasa that one aspires for.
More clearly,
say, Rupa Goswami has prayed to Subal, but Subal actually has access to them. But say, we visit temples where there may be deities of associates of Krishna, but who are not in that ras. But is it a fact that because they're Krishna's associates, even if they're not in that ras, they could ask Krishna to give that to somebody else?
Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, also Jiva Goswami in his book Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. Vishwanath Chakravarti has also written Sankalpa Kalpa Dhruma. They have prayed so many things and pray to all that you are telling. We can read and do stotri of that poems. But Rupa Goswami has written that Ha Devi Kaku Bharakadagada Atya Vacharya Cheni Pakta Bhuri Dandavat Uduhatarati Asya Prasadama Budhasya Jivasya Bhutta Gandharvi Ke Tavagane Ganananti. Most superior and highest prarthana of Radha and Krishna. Leena Nikunja Kahare Bhavati Mukunde. Once Rupa Goswami is telling that once Srimati Radhika was hiding in a Vrindavan or Govardhan Kunja. He fled away from Krishna and hide herself in any kunja. Krishna was searching of Radha. Lalita, Vishakha and all were there. They are like this, clapping and enjoying. Sometimes they tell Krishna is there, Srimati Radhika is there. Actually she is there, but Krishna knows that she is not here, so he does not go there. He goes to another kunja. Then they all are clapping. They know that Srimati Radhika is there. So likewise they are clapping and laughing to see Krishna. At last Chitra, one of the 8 Sakhi, indicated Krishna that she is hiding in this special kunja. Krishna Vishwas kiya, Vishwas no.
Krishna
having faith, he went there. But Radhika is not knowing that actually who had told Krishna that I am here. Rupmanjari was on the gate of that kunja. She called Rupmanjari and told that, why you get my this sacred place to Krishna? And he becomes some rooster.
Anger.
She becomes some angry to Rupmanjari. Rupmanjari at once told Srimati Radhika, praying that why you are so angry upon me? I have not done so. Chitra has done so. So you should be angry with Chitra, why to me? I have not done so. This is the very highest thinking and have very good service to Srimati Radhika. They want, Rupmanjari also want that Krishna should meet him. Her. And Chitra had done good. Rupmanjari also knew. And by doing so, outwardly Srimati Radhika will be anger something. But he will be so much pleased, you know. But yet she is telling that, you should not be angry with me, I have not done so. You should be, have mercy upon me. What should we do with this poem? Should we neglect this poem? Or we should read and chant these things as mantra? What should we do? If you have a little bit of greed for Raghavendra, we should read and read and read. Daily we should read. And this is called spouse duty. If I have a man like greed, he should do all these things as a practice. That a greed may come to me. And when our Sohagya, fortune will come, that we will be like so and have the mercy of Rupa Manjari, Rupa Goswami. So we should read and recite all these things. It is also a kind of bhakti. By reciting their poems, their stava and stuti, will be very gain. But I am Sakhi, I am going to put her in this vision. When our Siddha Bhav and Rati, that is in the Ragatmik Jan, is called Siddha Sattva, Lalita Abhishakha, all are Ragatmik associates of Krishna and Radhika. We should not be one of them, but we should think and do kirtan, stav, stuti of all these things. If you are thinking that we are one of them, but you have no gained bhav, that is in raganga, ragatmik jan, that is hladini ams sambit. The sad essence of Ladini and Sambit. That is called Prem and it is always in Ragatmik Jan. When it comes as a shadow of Prem, that is called Rati Arbhav, then we should do all these things. That I am a gopi, or what you are, at that time you will know your Swaroop. So before this thing, we should not pretend to do all these things. We should try to achieve all these things by the service of our Gurudev, Vaishnava, Shastra and Shatana. We should do.
That is called Akhyan. Itihas, Akhyan ke bolle hai na jo? Akhyan. Akhyan means Samadhi Daraja. What is known in Samadhi? No, not Pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, you know?
Yes, direct perception.
Yes. Direct perception. No, Akhyan. Seeing that, own eyes, it is written, it is Akhyan. Samadhi Lavada Fasaja, and Samadhi. Realized in Samadhi, and what we realize,
just like Bhagavata and Ramayana,
Bhagavata and Ramayana, these are Akhyan. And then Quran has so many qualities. Srimad Bhagavata has 10 qualities, and Quran has 5, and other Qurans have 5. Who aaya nahi to kya hoga?
Who aa raha hai speaker se?
To kaha aa raha hai? Itihas. What has happened before, and it is historical fact. It is called itihas. No? Purans have the state. So he is telling that it is all thing combined. Somewhere Rupak means you know, son is running after his wife, Sandhya. He here it is Rupa. Sandhya is the time when sun is to going to set.
Oh, I see.
This is Rupa. No? So, here Baba Tamil has been written so many things. Akhyan, Upakhyan, Itihas, Puran, Rupa. Similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also written all this. Everything is there. So no harm. His mantra drashtarishi, because he has seen everything in samadhi, everything that Siddhanta and Krishna Lila pastimes, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all Siddhanta of Bhakti. No? So it is Akhyan. Upakhyan it is also. Some Rupa he has changed the name. But name was real. It may be. So